Good morning, Tom Brady, for our last conversation. How are you?
I'm doing okay, guys. It's nice talking to you.
I don't know whether you've heard. Your coach has called out Wes Welker about the hit on Aqib Talib. Any thoughts, comments, or assessment of what you thought about that hit? He called it a deliberate attempt to take out Talib.
One of the worst he's ever seen.
One of the worst he's ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, truthfully, I didn't really see the play. So, I, you know, the game ended and, you know, I went to the locker room and was on the bus and flew home and woke up this morning and haven't turned on the TV or anything. So, hard for me to say.
For Bill to ruffle the feathers or throw the big stone into the lake to create the ripples, it must be something significant. Is there continued personal animosity, as far as you can tell, between Bill and Welker?
I have no idea. You know, he could probably answer that better than me. So I, you know, Wes is a great player and a great friend, and you know they played a lot better than we did yesterday. I know, you know, we certainly didn't make enough plays to win, and you know there's a lot of plays that impact the outcome of the game, and we didn't make enough good plays to impact the outcome in a positive way for us. So it's unfortunate for our season to come to an end like this, and. But, you know, I would say Denver earned it, and they played a lot better than we did yesterday.
Tom, as an overview, is the missed opportunity at age 36 more frustrating than a missed opportunity at age 26?
No, I mean, they all feel the same. And I would say the difference at this point in my career is just there's only one thing that matters when you start the season. So, because maybe sometimes when you're younger, the personal accolades mean a little bit more, mm-hmm. or, you know, guys work really hard to, you know, get significant contracts and so forth. And I've been really fortunate to be able to have both those things over the years to the point where, you know, now for me, there's only one goal, and that's, to win a championship. And we just fell short. There's only one team that gets to do it out of 31, and the competition is pretty stiff every year, especially in the NFL, where every team can only spend the same amount of money on players, and there's a lot of things that go into every season, and you know, our team fought really hard, and I'm proud of the effort. We just come down to a game yesterday where, you know, we win and we advance, and we just didn't play our best game of football, so... We played a lot of good football over the course of the season, just not enough yesterday.
Yeah, that's your eighth time in the AFC title game, Tom. I guess you know what it takes to get there. Do you think, what will it take to get back there next year? What will it take for the Patriots, this Patriots team, to get back again next year, other than certain guys staying healthy?
Well, there's a lot of time for evaluation for our team, and it's just, you know, everything is pretty fresh at this point, so it's, you know, coach always talks about the abrupt end of the season because, you know, you put so much you can into every week. And like we did last week, we put a lot into the game. We put a lot into, you know, thinking about all the reasons why we're going to win. And then when you lose, you know, there's no fallback. So, you know, we'll have a lot of time to evaluate the off season and what we need to do better. And, you know, certainly offensively, there's a lot of things that we need to do to make improvements. But, you know, those will all be evaluated by our coaches and individually as players, what we need to do better so we can prepare ourselves better that, you know, we can go out and have, you know, a season that where maybe we are the last team standing.
Are you, I know we've gone through this many times with many different guys, but are you going to be disappointed if Julian Edelman's not back in a Patriot uniform next year?
I mean, he had an incredible season. I mean, no one could have ever predicted, you know, what he could accomplish for our team. So he was one guy who was just so consistent and dependable for us. But I'm just proud of him because of his mental toughness and his maturity and his work ethic. He spent a lot of time watching over the last, you know, 4 years. And to finally get an opportunity where he could be an every down player and the way he contributed to our team, especially a game like yesterday where he made so many big plays for us, was great to see. So the free agency and stuff, all that, like I said, that takes time to develop, and I know how difficult a task it is for our team to make decisions, and we've had to make a lot of tough decisions over the years. All those things will sort themselves out. You know, Coach Belichick's the one that makes all those tough decisions. So You know, I love him. I mean, he's one of my best pals. I spent a lot of time with him, and I'm just proud of him for everything that he's accomplished. He deserves the best.
Tom, most people would agree that there are probably very few things in life that you want that you don't have. But do you ever look at other teams and see an A.J. Green or a Julio Jones and say, I'd like one of them. I'd like one of those guys that's 6'4", 6'4 and a half, can leap out of the gymnasium and go up and get the ball at the apex.
Yeah, I mean, I had Randy Moss at one point. He was pretty good at that. Mm. So, those are really unique players. And we have a very good skill set of receivers. And Julian and, the way Austin played yesterday. And, Danny, played his heart out. So, we had plenty, there yesterday. We just couldn't do enough early in the game to put pressure on the team to really play from behind. And we got behind, and it was just too much to dig ourselves out of a hole. So I wish we could have done more on the first couple third downs of the game and just to put some points on the board so that we can make it a little bit tougher on them. But, I'm proud of the way we fought. Our guys played with a lot of toughness, with a lot of resiliency. Even, all the way up to the end, we fought hard. So that's something to be gained. I think that's really the mark of Coach Belichick and what he talks about. And, for a team where, like I said, the NFL tries to level the playing field every year, we always feel like we got a pretty good shot.
Amendola was targeted, I think, that one time yesterday, had that drop. Overall, how would you assess his first season here with the Patriots?
It's not for me to evaluate. It's, that our coaches do all that. So, he worked really hard. He fought through some, pretty tough injury earlier in the year, and, he did everything the team asked of him. So, I really enjoy working with them. It'll be great to, have another off season with him and Aaron Dobson and KT and Boyce. We got a young core of receivers, and it's going to be up to us to determine how hard we work and how important football is to us so that we can go out and make improvements and be one of the, prolific offenses in the league. It is, when you look around and you see the kind of offense you want to be, and you see a team like Denver that is executing at a high level, that's what we want to. That's what we need to be able to do. But that requires a lot of work and a lot of time. And, we're gonna put that work in so that we can be back where we need to be.
Tom, how long do you relax and stay away from the weight room and stay out of the facility and stay away from football after a day like yesterday?
It won't be too long. I mean, I just, football is a year-round thing for me. And I think the way you prepare your mind and body in the off season is really important to be able to sustain, however many, we played 22 games this year. So, to play basically every snap, you can't really, shortcut the off season and think that during the season your body's going to respond. So, it's more let your mind rest and let your heart rest a little bit, because, that needs a little time to heal just with the emotional energy that's spent and how challenging it is to, get up and down, to really get up for every game and then to deal with the disappointment of losing. So my body feels fine. My body feels great. It's to come out of a long season, and I feel like I just wish we could have played one more game.
Yeah, following up on that, can you describe the shock to the system, the shock to the schedule when you're running 100 miles an hour day to day, practice to practice, game to game, jump on planes, watching film, and then this morning you got nothing to do but talk to us?
Yeah, that's true. It's a very abrupt end, and it's that for 30 teams really. It comes to really an abrupt end for all the guys that don't make it to the playoffs, and then you have the wild card round and the divisional round and then the championship, and there's only two teams left. So those two teams really earned it, and they played good over the course of the whole season. One or two breaks and, that we get, maybe we're playing that championship game at home and maybe that has a difference, but, that's why Denver really kept the pedal to the metal all season. They scored a lot of points. They overcame some adversity too. And, when you look at a team like that, they certainly earned it. And I think that's, I tip my cap to them because I understand the challenge it is to do that. And they have a lot of mentally tough guys. And, that's why they're going to represent the AFC.
If you had beaten Miami last month, you would have had home field yesterday. Do you look at it? Would it have been different, Tom, if the game were here in Foxborough?
Yeah, I mean, of course it would have been different. There's, you know, a lot of things that play into, you know, these type of games. And you're right. I mean, you look at those games, you look back at the Cincy game and the Jet game and, you know, those games that we lost, and all of them mean something. They mean something in September, they mean something in December. And, you know, the good teams play well over the course of 4 months. And we played good. You know, we played good enough to get the second seed. You know, we didn't play good enough to get the first seed. You know, and then we would have needed to play a lot better than we played yesterday. I mean, look, it was more of how we played and not where we played yesterday. It's a tough environment to play in when you go on the road. But, you know, look, we've won games on the road in tough environments. We got to a game yesterday where we needed to play really well, and we just didn't play well enough. And Denver played a really good game. They were pretty flawless. I mean, they didn't have any penalties. They didn't turn the ball over. You know, they played pretty good on third down on both sides of the ball. So it was just we couldn't force them into making many bad plays on either side of the ball. Special teams were really a non-factor for both teams with the balls that were kicked in the end zone. There wasn't much of the punt game. So it came down to offense and defense, and I'd say they got the best. They got the best of us in both of those phases, and that's why they advanced.
The overthrow on Edelman, is that something that kept you up last night? Will it bother you, like, for weeks on end, or can you put that behind you?
No, that's one that, you know, I think about that, you know, could certainly impact the outcome of the game from my standpoint. And I need to hit that throw. That's a throw I'm capable of making, and I make, you know, 9 out of 10 times, and it just, I didn't make it yesterday, and that's, you know, when you get in games like this and the margin of error is slim, you got to make those plays, and I didn't make it.
Definitely. Got
sometimes it's not turnovers that affect the game. Sometimes it's missed opportunities, and I missed that opportunity.
Definitely got the sense, at least watching you, body language, reading it, that it seemed like when you guys didn't convert the two-point conversion with Vereen, it was still 26-16, you got the sense that it was probably over at that point, no?
Well, we didn't have any, you know, much time left on the clock. So, you know, we were going for the onside kick, and, you know, we didn't get the 2 point, which, you know, makes it a 2-score game. We could have made it a 1-score game, put some pressure on them, but, you know, we just didn't execute the play the way that, you know, I needed to execute the play, so.
Tom, I don't know if you had the opportunity to watch any of the NFC Championship game, but it ended in dramatic fashion with Richard Sherman batting a ball to his teammate and ending the game. Here's what it sounded like with Richard Sherman after the game.
Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
Oh, God. A, Tom, what do you think about that? And B, would that play in a Bill Belichick locker room?
You know, I don't know him at all. I mean, I've watched him play, and you know, he's that kind of guy. So, you know, I approach the game, and I have respect for my opponents, and you know, that's the way our team always plays, and we win with. You know, graciousness, and when we lose, you know, we could do better. And, you know, some teams don't always do that, or that's not their program. And, you know, look, they advance. You know, the only way to counter that is to beat them.
Right.
So, you know, when you don't win, it's hard not to say, you know, you just got to shut your mouth and listen to it. And, you know, maybe when you get an opportunity down the road, maybe that's a source of motivation. But, you know, they got a good team. They played well all year. They played well at home, and, you know, that's why they advanced too.
Will you root for your friend Wes Welker, or will you root for that guy right there in 13 days when they get together in the Meadowlands?
Or Pete Carroll?
Yeah.
I don't have much of a rooting interest. Truthfully, those games are hard to watch, and you know, I don't really see myself, you know, sitting down to enjoy a football game to watch it. Or, you know, our season's over. It's, you know, I could care less about watching the game. And that's pretty much how I feel.
Hey, game-specific question. Was the 3rd-and-3 to Slater, was Slater your first option? And if the answer to that is yes, were you and Josh counting on the element of surprise? Because I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, you know, we were taking a shot. You know, he had some one-on-one coverage, and you know, Matt ran a great route, and I wish I'd have just put it out there about another 2 feet. And, you know, he could have made a good play on it. The defender made a good play on it. He jumped up and high-pointed it. They both, you know, got their hands on it. Just, you know, we didn't, you know, throw it farther enough for him to make the play. So, you know, there's some other options. It's pretty tight coverage, and sometimes they force you to throw the ball to the perimeter, and he was one of the perimeter receivers. And, you know, we had what we talked about before the game, and I just, you know, didn't make the throw that I wanted to make.
All right, the big question is, when do you head out for the Pro Bowl, and are you hoping to play for Jerry Rice's team or Deion Sanders?
I'm not sure yet, so I got to, you know, we're heading in today, and...
You mean you might go?
Yeah, I mean, if I can, I'd love to be able to go. It's, you know, we'll see.
Pebble Beach or the Pro Bowl, Tom?
Well, they're different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're different. I got to kind of figure out what's going on here in Foxborough, and, you know, there's a lot of things to talk about with our coaches, and then we'll go from there.
All right, final question. With injuries and circumstances, some people can make the case that this might have been Bill Belichick's best coaching job since he's been in New England, that you guys did more with less, and as a result, it's a successful season. Fair to say that you define a successful season only as one that ends with a Super Bowl ring on your finger?
Well, I think there's a lot to be gained by seasons like this. And there's, you know, you see players that have really emerged to become dependable players for our team. And there's a lot of things to be gained from it. I mean, but at the same time, you know, we're not here. I think we've established a certain level of play and, you know, that we're not satisfied unless, you know, we're the last team standing. So we couldn't accomplish that this year. We fought hard. We were a very resilient team. I mean, the two teams that won yesterday are both great football teams, but 2 weeks from now, one of them's going to be pretty disappointed. So it's a very competitive league, and, you know, at the start of the year, there's 32 teams that have hope. You know, we're one of those teams that always has hope, and, you know, we played well enough over the course of the season to get ourselves in an opportunity to play, you know, in 2 weeks, but, you know, we didn't play well enough yesterday, so... In that sense, you know, it is an unsuccessful season, and, you know, we'll do like we always do. We'll evaluate. We'll try to find ways to make improvements, and hopefully, you know, we played in three AFC championships in a row, and the goal would be to get to another one. And that's, you know, then you got to try to close the deal. And there's a lot of things that play into it over the course of a season, and, you know, your margin of error is, you know, sometimes bigger than others. And yesterday it would have taken a great effort by our team to win, and we just came up short.
Well, time for us to close the deal. Another one in the books. I know that getting up on a Monday and talking to us isn't number one on your wish list, but we appreciate your candor and your availability all year long, Tom, as always.
Thank you, guys. I always, you know, appreciate your guys', you know, real respect and understanding of the sensitivity of the games when we win and we lose. And I know I appreciate all the listeners and the fans for their support over the whole season. And we've got, you know, we got a great sports community, and we as athletes here in Boston are proud to represent everybody. And, you know, we try to go out there and we give it the best we can. Sometimes we come up a little bit short, but, you know, we hope we always play hard and really represent our community the best way that we know how. So thank you guys. And, you know, we'll be back at it here before we know it. In the meantime, I hope the Celtics and the Bruins bring us a lot of good fortune at the Red Sox, too. So thank you, guys.
Enjoy your downtime, Tom. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Talk to you guys later.